CGTV.
Yesterday, I brought you the good news of the gospel of our salvation. Today, I bring you the bad news of the wholesale death and destruction that's coming on the earth. I've told you about the four messengers that are, as I speak, bound at the river Euphrates, who will be released at the breaking of the sixth seal, the judgments of God upon this earth. I'm going to once again read to you what they do, because again, this is a warning, but I have realized that there is a precedent for such death. I feel that I must talk about this precedent because what I'm going to read to you that is very immediately future will seem too hard to believe. It won't be believed by billions on the planet until it happens. But you believe it because God has given you faith to hear and to heed His word. I'm reading now from the unveiling, that is the book of Revelation, chapter 9, starting with verse 12. One woe passed away. Coming still are two woes after these, and the sixth messenger trumpets. And I hear one voice out of the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth messenger, who has the trumpet, loose the four messengers who are bound at the great river Euphrates. And loosed were the four messengers made ready for the hour and day and month and year that they should be killing a third of humanity. And the number of the troops of cavalry was 200 millions. I hear their number. And thus I perceived the horses in the vision, and those sitting on them having cuirasses fiery, and amestatine and sulphurous, and out of their mouths is issuing fire, and fumes, and sulphur. By these three calamities were killed a third of humanity. By the fire, and the fumes, and the sulphur, which is issuing out of their mouths. For the license of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they are injuring. And the rest of humanity who are not killed in these calamities repent not of the acts of their hands, that they will not be worshiping the demons and idols of gold, silver, copper, stone, wood, which are neither able to be observing, nor to be hearing, nor to be walking. And they repent not of their murders, nor of their enchantments, nor of their prostitution, nor of their thefts. It may astound new listeners to this show that I take this passage literally. I will never forget the day in the late 80s when I was sitting in a garden in Mansfield, Ohio, reading A.E. Knox's book, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ. And these words still resonate with me. The horsemen are real. The death is real. These are supernatural creatures. If you're trying to follow a standard issue Christian exposition on the book of Revelation, they have many guesses as to what the 200 million supernatural cavalry are. I don't have any guesses. I have knowledge. This is what they are. They're real. But they're supernatural, spiritual beings, the likes of which we have never seen. Watch War of the Worlds, the new one by Spielberg with Tom Cruise. And watch the creatures, the supernatural creatures, come out of the ground that were implanted there years before and were incubated there years before and were only awaiting the hour, the day, the month, and the year to attack and kill. These 200 million supernatural, spiritual horsemen, these aren't your ordinary horses, but these are the only words available to John to describe this murderous horde that is released from the earth, just like in War of the Worlds. I know that's fiction, but this is fact. And why are there four messengers who are in charge of this murderous horde? The four messengers, that is four spiritual beings that are in charge of this, they correspond, well, let's just say they are appointed to destroy the four religions on the face of the earth. This is before the altar. A reed like a rod was given me, and once it rouse, measure the temple of God and the altar. Revelation 9:13, and the six messenger trumpets, and I hear one voice out of the horns of the golden altar, which is before God. The beast demands worship. This is spiritual activity. This is anti-spiritual activity. It's religious activity. God is going to use this supernatural horde to eliminate false religions, all four of them, from the face of the earth, beginning with the Christian religion. This is why I have warned, and I'm warning again. Get the hell out of religion. If you're in church, if you are part of any man-made ecclesiastical body, get the hell out now. Because if you stay, you will die. If you're in the body of Christ and you're there, you won't die. But if you're not in the body of Christ, or you're not sure you're in the body of Christ, watch my show yesterday. Can't even remember the name of it. Does anybody remember the name of it? The Gospel of Our Salvation. And How It Comes. That's the name of it. Watch it. And believe it. Because if you're tied in with Orthodox religion and you think you're safe, and how many times have I heard that? Martin, at least I'm safe. You're out there on the edge. You're believing non-mainstream things. You're in danger, Martin. I am not in danger. You are in mortal danger, because we are, by my reckoning, about 5 years away from this. I will be laughed at, not only for taking this literally, but I believe God, allowing for figures of speech. Just what is 200 million figurative for? What is killing one-third, 0.33% of humanity? What is that allegorical to? What is it a figure for? What is the great river Euphrates, which exists on the earth, a figure for? No, it's all literal. It's all real. And this happened before. But if you're in church, get the hell out. This is no joke. I'll be laughed at for taking this literally. I will be laughed at or mocked by saying that the worst place to be is in organized religion at any time, but especially now. Get the hell out. This has happened before. This is what dawned on me. This is the new information. It's not new information, but it's a new tie-in. It's a tie-in to what I just read you. It's from Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. God speaking. For I will pass through the land of Egypt in this night and smite every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from human even unto beast, and on all the Elohim of Egypt I shall execute judgments. I am Yahweh. Then the blood will become a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This is the Passover. When Israel was in bondage in Egypt, this is what they celebrate, the Passover. When the death angel passed over the homes of the Israelites because they put the blood of the sacrifice on their doorposts. They were protected by the blood. This is a forerunner. This is a type of the blood of Christ, which protects us, the members of the body of Christ, from a similar death, but multiply it by 3 or 4 billion. The blood of Christ shed for us that we believe. And because we believe it, we are reckoned to be righteous by God. We are not yet constituted righteous. We are reckoned to be righteous. The faith to believe that the blood of Christ covers us is a gift. Not everyone has that faith. No, not even the people in church. They don't have the faith that the blood of Christ covers them. Their behavior covers them. Their decision to believe Jesus covers them. Their church attendance covers them. Their repentance covers them. Their law-keeping covers them. The blood of Christ alone does not cover them to their own apprehension. Absolutely speaking, yes, it does. And of course, in the fullness of time, they will come to a realization of the truth. And yes, even Christians are saved. But in the meantime, this is the tribulation. This is, in Egypt, a microcosm of the tribulation that will come upon this earth. A microcosm. It visited one country. This plague and pestilence that is coming is going to visit the whole earth. And it will not merely kill the firstborn of Egypt. Don't have any idea how many people that was, but it will kill 1/3 of the human race. Billions, not millions, billions. Yeah, I know. Seems incredible. It's never happened before. Neither had this, the Passover. Neither had this ever happened before. Then the blood will become a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall not come to be a stroke on you to cause ruin when I smite in the land of Egypt. The death angel. The death angel. The death angel. An intelligent being that was sent by God to kill. I know it's hard truth. I know that. You think I love this? You think I get joy teaching this kind of thing? I'm just a messenger. But the death angel was on a mission from God. But death is not eternal. Death will eventually be abolished. At the consummation of the eons, the last enemy shall be abolished, death. And all those firstborn Egyptians that died will be raised at the great white throne. And they will know salvation, and they will be reconciled to God through the blood of Christ's cross. But it's all a matter of timing. It's all a matter of when, as I said yesterday. Watch that video if you haven't seen it. For billions upon this planet, billions, it is God has not chosen to give them the faith to believe in the blood of Christ. And so they either play religious games in church, they pretend to worship Jesus, but they're really worshiping themselves, or they're like the Egyptians. They're worldly people. They don't even go to church. They don't care about God. Actually, these people outside of church are closer to God than the people in church, because they have a spiritual sensitivity that can detect the religious hypocrisy a mile away. But God has, as he did in the old days, he passed over, right? He passed over, but he also passed over the sins of all humanity until the coming of Christ. God overlooked the sins. It was a temporary, the whole temple system was a temporary covering for the sins of Israel. So people have cursed God, and people have gone their own way, and people have, in their religious pride, put up temples said to be the house of God. How audacious, how assuming, how sick. God does not dwell in man-made temples. But God has let the world go its own way, relatively speaking. But the day of reckoning is coming. And it's been prophesied for 2,000 years. It's called the book of Revelation. It's called the tribulation. And the time is near for it to happen. If you don't know why the time is near, go back to my Revelation series. There's only 800 shows. If you start now, you might be finished by the time the tribulation starts. But go specifically to the shows called The Final Years of Millennium 6. You'll get an education as to where we are on the Aeonian calendar. Go to martinzender.com. Scroll down until you see the Revelation series. Scroll through all those shows, 800 shows. Find a series of shows, a good chunk of them, towards the end of the series called The Final Years of Millennium 6. We are there. I'm having my sister link below here to two scenes from the film The Ten Commandments. I want you to see this. I want you to understand how real this was. This was a famous event when the death angel went through Egypt and found with an intelligence. How did the angel know where the firstborn was? It was pestilence. It was death. But it was intelligent death, and it came from God, because it was time to judge the Egyptians and set the Israelites free. In our day, it is time to judge the world. It is time to judge the religions that have killed the prophets, killed the saints of God, killed Jesus Christ. Kill us, metaphorically, would if they could. It's time for the judgment of all the religious persecution. I mean true persecution. I shouldn't call it religious. Yes, it is the persecution of the religious people upon those called by God, because we are always in the minority, always. Just as Israel in Egypt. We are in the minority. Jesus Christ, one guy. 12 disciples. 12, not 12,000. 12. Very few people throughout God's history has God given the grace to bring them into his circle and make him their father. Not just their God, but their father. The world doesn't know this yet, but the world's going to know it. The tribulation is a shaking on the earth that will eventually stomp out the pride of the human beings. Humans must be taught that the flesh profits nothing. They don't know that yet. We've learned it now. We're being sheep offered up for slaughter every day. We understand that now. God has brought it to us. Judgment begins in the house of God. The world is on a big party. I'm not with them. I am not with the world. I am so not with the world. I'm so not with the Egyptians. I so don't want to be killed by one of the supernatural horsemen breathing out sulfur from its mouth and stinging with its tail. Laugh. No, you better not be laughing. I know you're not, but I know. But Martin, we've never seen anything like that. Nobody saw anything like the death angel in Egypt either. And like the death angel, these supernatural beings are intelligent, and they seek and they find and they locate. Their intelligence is frightening. They know where to go, and they know who to kill. The death angel knew where to go, it knew who to kill. And kill it did. Watch the clips, two clips. One of the Israelites being protected, and one, the death angel going through Pharaoh's own house. Sobering. Real. A mere tiny indication of what is coming. Not just Egypt, but the earth. We, in the body of Christ, by the grace of God, are protected. We're protected by the blood of Christ, not by our own works, not even by our own faith. No, not by our own faith, not by our behavior, not by any prayers that we pray, not by any ceremonies that we exercise, not by any days we observe. None of that affects God's view of us, because he sees us through his Son, Jesus Christ, our rescuer from the coming indignation.